This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free here. Take control of your waves. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. More coming up on the protests that have happened in the United States today, with, according to the AP, hundreds of thousands turning out into the streets. There's a photograph here that I believe is D.C. It's not real clear where it's from, but it looks like quite a few people that came out to oppose guns, to demand some sort of change. They're not real sure what.
Anything. We've got to do something, Ian.
They want the politicians to do something. There's actually an Onion piece about that from a couple of years ago. Anyway, Ian and Chris here in the studio tonight. You are welcome to comment on the question of guns and rights in general. As we found out, turns out that even David Hogg, the anti-gun teenager from Florida who's become the media darling of this particular movement, even he has his limits when it comes to violating rights. He's upset that they're going to be forcing students at his high school to have clear backpacks when they get back from spring break. He says that violates the right to privacy and the right to free speech. And I happen to agree that that does violate the right of privacy. But unfortunately, if you want to eliminate one right, then you might as well just go ahead and eliminate them all. You either are in favor of humans having rights, or you're in favor of government oppression.
I frankly don't care if anybody's in favor of rights or not in favor of rights, because rights don't come from government. You know what I mean?
Well, tell me more about what you mean there, because some people think that the Constitution grants them rights.
Right, and I completely disagree with that. And our founding fathers and framers of the Constitution disagree with that, too. They were of the Lockean belief, and by that I refer to John Locke, who was a philosopher in the 1700s, but he was read by most of the guys you've heard of, like Jefferson and Madison and folks like that. But Locke's theory was that we possess these as these are things that have been granted to us by our Creator, and mm-hmm. one could also say that they are part of the human condition, that, you know, upon birth, I have the right to defend myself. Nobody granted me that. Nobody granted me the right to say what I wish. At that point, I can just say it.
Further, how can someone grant to you something that they don't have? If indeed government, you know, rights come from government, well, then where did they come from in the first place? Was it the individuals
right.
who created the government who can now grant you rights that they as individuals didn't originally have to grant? Or do people have rights inherently? Is that something that we are, by virtue of being human beings, that we should have?
We possess already. And even the founders talked about how for their vision of a civilized society, that we must necessarily give up certain rights to create what we've created. And in their That's minds, true. They were optimistic that we would have to give up certain rights to become part of this this experiment that became America. And so
the
even
Constitution say that too.
Right.
The New Hampshire Constitution has wordage about that.
Exactly. But that is absolutely government acknowledging that they require you.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That they came first, and that government, by necessity to exist, has to take away rights.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel no qualms about exercising my rights, my natural rights, and I really, you know, okay, yeah, there's a Constitution. You print it out. It's about 5 pages long. That's the only defense, legal defense, I have against my government. They've got hundreds of thousands of pages of laws that are directed at me, like whether I can label honey ham with a certain font.
But if they break their own rules, then good luck enforcing it on them.
Exactly.
Let's go to your calls, your thoughts here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And our third option to call into the show is the on-air call-in line on Discord. You go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can get to us there. And that's where Nick is on the line. Calling us from New York. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have a son who's now 20. And now you make me think about it. 25 this year.
Wow.
All right, how about Ian? Do you have any kids?
I do not.
You do not? Okay.
I have a dog.
So that's not equivalent.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
If you had a kid and they're one of the victims of these school shootings, would you still be an advocate for the right to have bump stocks and AR-15s?
Well, first of all, bump stocks are absolutely rarely used in crimes. You know, to me...
What about the Vegas shooting?
Yeah, yeah, Vegas it absolutely was, and that was a tragedy. Bump stocks I've always seen as a firearm novelty. Same thing with, you know, cranks to go into the trigger, which I have one for Ruger 10/22. It allows me to quickly go through a magazine and fire off a whole bunch of rounds inaccurately.
But if your son died in a school shooting...
If my son died in a school shooting, I would be much more upset about losing my son and making sure that who did it paid for it than I would be concerned with how he was killed. So the same question would be, what if your son was stabbed to death? What if your son was hit by a car? What if your son had a bomb dropped on them because he happened to be visiting a Middle Eastern country? All these things still end in me, the father, being devastated by the loss of my child. But do I focus on the tool that caused it? You know, is that all the only question?
For the freedom to have semi-automatic rifles and say your son was killed by one in a school shooting.
Yep.
Yeah, a knife attack. Yeah, hit by a car.
Right.
But when we're talking about semi-automatic rifles.
You're talking about semi-automatic rifles. I'm talking about murder. And I don't mean to, I'm not making light of this, but when one human takes the life of another human with whatever means, it is murder. And that is the most horrific crime possible to me, taking someone else's life. So
why does the tool matter as far
right.
as the murders?
It's still devastating. And, you know, if people want to fixate on whether I have to pull the trigger and then rotate a bolt to load the next shell and then pull the trigger again to kill my son in this hypothetical thing, or whether he could just pull the trigger two times in a row, it's irrelevant if my son is dead. That to me is the least thing I would be concerned with.
Do you believe that the right to bear arms is a God-given right?
I believe that we possess a God-given, or you can say part of the human condition, natural right of self-defense. We have that right to defend ourselves. And not all rights come without risk. You know, the freedom of speech requires that, you know, depending on where I'm at, I might hear some horrific, hateful speech that just turns my stomach, makes me sick. And it may mean that I have to tolerate religions that I may not agree with, but they have those rights and I have those rights. I can't say that only bad people should give up their rights to possess guns because I don't know who's going to turn bad. I don't know who's bad, who's going to turn out to be good. I just know that I don't want to take away the rights of any other person to defend themselves should they do it. Now, what I heard very little of today was defensive acts, like the two girls in a liquor store. This was in the Midwest. It was just a couple weeks ago. Who defended themselves with handguns against an attacker who had a shotgun, two clerks. It was the owner and her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But they took down a much larger attacker who had a significantly larger firearm and a more deadly firearm, a shotgun.
There are so many stories about that, but they don't get the same kind of play.
They don't.
So they took them down with handguns. They took down...
Yes.
On personal with the shotgun.
Yeah.
Now, if he would have had an AR-15, they would have still had the chance to take him down. What can you do with an AR-15 in a self-defense situation that you cannot do with a semi-automatic pistol or
shotgun? That's a great question. I can more successfully defend myself against someone else with an AR-15 rifle.
Why?
Well, me, that puts it on the same footing. So let's say a home invasion or... something like that, and the attacker actually has an AR-15 rifle, and they're coming at me. and or maybe I hear them and I see them and they're up in my driveway and they're 50, 60 yards away. Well, I'm outside of range for a pistol, at least the way I shoot a pistol.
Chris, I want to come back to that question. Stand by. We got a little technical difficulty. This is Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is LRN.FM. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And also, we got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you. Well, it will be once we get done with Nick, who's in there. We're having a chat about guns and rights and gun control and things like that. The Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can also hop into the other chat rooms that are there. Some are voice chat, some are text chat. And during the show, we always have people chatting in our text chat room. They're discussing guns as well right now. So you're welcome to join them at discord.lrn.fm. Just, by the way, so you know, if you are somebody who loves rights, if you're somebody who loves, you know, gun freedom and drug freedom and all of the freedoms, then you should come to ForkFest 2018. It's happening in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, June 14th through the 18th, where nobody's going to care if you are open carrying a gun and open carrying a marijuana cigarette, because they're the kind of people at ForkFest who are leave-you-alone types. They're people who love freedom. They're people who love liberty. Voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians who are going to be coming together for a decentralized camping event, meaning that ForkFest, the reason why it's named that, is because it has essentially forked from the more centralized libertarian camping festival that happens immediately after ForkFest. So ForkFest is June 14th through the 18th, and after that, then the Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, will be happening, which is a centralized event where you do have to get a ticket and all that. ForkFest, there's no ticket. You just have to get whatever camping, you know, provisions you need from Rogers Campground, and then you're in. But there's also no central control over what happens. So if you want to throw a party, you throw a party. Announce it on the forum. Let people know that you're doing it. If you want to put together some other kind of event, a cooking contest, or I know Daryl's putting together athletic events.
Of course he is.
You just do it. You don't have to ask anybody's permission. ForkFest.party is the website that links you over to the forum where you can discuss further with others who are attending, and also different ForkFest chats like our Telegram chat, and then also the ForkFest chat rooms on our Discord server. Just go to ForkFest.party. Again, it's June 14th through the 18th. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. That's ForkFest.party. As we continue here, we have Nick still with us. He's calling us from Brooklyn, New York, with some questions that we were discussing. And Chris, you've just gotten into answering one of his questions, and unfortunately our music beds were broken there, so we had to run straight into that break. But the question was about, you know, do you really need to have an AR-15 to defend yourself?
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure you had a chance to finish that, and I think Nick is still with us here. So go ahead.
Yeah. My response was, yes, in the event I was attacked by somebody with an AR-15, it would be good to have the equivalent range, firepower, capacity, and everything else that would come with that.
Because a handgun isn't going to cut it at the same range as a long-barreled gun.
No, not at all. And we were also discussing, and a couple of our Discord members brought this up, that case that where the two girls were in the liquor store and they were attacked by a man with a shotgun. And in that case, they struck him four times. And the guy was able to walk out and drove himself to the hospital. If he would have, you know, continued to pose a threat, then handguns may not have been sufficient to take him down.
Depends on the handgun, to be fair.
What's that?
It also depends on the handgun and the caliber.
Well, yeah. Certainly a 50 yeah. cal handgun is going to be a different story. A
right.
Desert Eagle.
And those handguns look small.
Yeah, somebody said they look like 38s.
Go ahead.
38s, 22s to the chest.
Right.
And still live.
Like, I also wanted to bring up another example of why somebody might need an AR-15 or an AK-47, as I have owned in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody remember the L.A. riots in the early 1990s?
Sure.
After the horrifying video of the beating of Rodney King came out, there were riots in the streets in Los Angeles. You know, this is a recap for our younger listeners who may not have been present for this. And
yeah,
there were some situations, I think one particular one which got some publicity, about Korean store shop owners that had barricaded their front doors and windows and had gotten up on the roof of their building to attempt to prevent with rifles like what we're talking about, as I understand it, semi-automatic rifles that look scary,
right.
Up there to try to protect themselves from what could have very well have been a horde of people attempting to come in to violate their property rights in that case. And so that's another example where if you have a very small number of people, one or a handful of folks, trying to defend against a very large number of private criminals,
right.
Then you're going to be much better off with something like an AR-15 or an AK-47.
Well, that's a fight you just don't pick.
They didn't pick that fight. Yeah. There were roaming.
Like, in a realistic, like, modern day situation, you would not.
This was modern day. This was the 1990s.
Yeah, this is.
I'm saying it's stupid to stand up to a mob of 50 people.
Well, they were standing up by being in a building that they could not escape from without running into the mob. That isn't
you don't get to pick all these battles.
That's not picked. That means you're trapped. And in the case of a home invasion, it may be a very similar instance. So,
and either way, whenever we come down to reasons to have a thing or reasons to not have a thing, as you pointed out before, Chris, it should be your right to decide that. And anything else that infringes upon that right, well, good luck getting any of your rights back. As soon as you let the government take an inch, they might as well just take a mile, because they will eventually.
Right. And if we want to go to court cases and current law, I absolutely just possess every single right to own that gun. Whether you agree with me owning it or not, it's legal for me to do so. It was purchased legally. I went through all the background checks. I did all that stuff. And even, you know, in D.C. v. Heller, the Supreme Court ruled that the possession of a gun is a individual right, not a collective right. Therefore, me personally, not me the militia, has the right to own that. They ruled that certain guns in the future may be able to be banned. That was part of the Heller decision, too. But what they said were guns that were, you know, of such a nature that they were not commonly owned within the public. And when you look at the AR-15 platform as one of the most popular guns in the United States, it would be very hard to argue that that doesn't meet the definition of something that is commonly owned in today. So,
Nick, any other thoughts you want to share here? I appreciate the thoughtful...
Right, I do too. I really do.
Well, I would just like to talk about the Second Amendment. So it was written or published, however you want to say it, in 1791.
Became
law. My bad.
Yeah.
I'm a 18-year-old high school student.
So you're doing great.
So in 1791, the gun of the day was the musket or single shot.
Mm-hmm.
Rifles and pistols.
Yep. You're referring to the prevalent weapon used by the military at that time.
Yeah.
Right.
And first semi-automatic rifle was not invented until 1885. So at that time, yeah, they're like, you have the right to bear arms and whatnot, but mm-hmm. that meant a whole different thing. Because now technology has advanced to where everyone is outmatched by the government.
Agreed. A final thought would be is we have had the same number of guns per capita in this country for about the last 50 or 60 years that we know of, but we've only had mass shootings for the last 25 or 30 years. What's changed in society? It hasn't been the availability of guns or the ability of guns.
Nick, good call. Thanks for the thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you. We're going to continue here in moments.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Whatever you want, all you have to do is dial toll-free here. We've been talking about gun rights, but of course that's not the only thing we could discuss. I've got an insane story that really was only a matter of time before it happened out of Venezuela about them hacking some numbers off of their currency.
Details.
We'll tell you about that when we get a chance, but there's actually more to say here on these protests that hit the streets today across the United States, even right here in little old Keene, New Hampshire. There were a couple hundred people at most, which is a lot for Keene, out in Central Square. And Chris, our co-host here tonight, he was there for it as a counter-protester. But I want to also let you know about Bitcoin.com. You want to follow the latest headlines when it comes to cryptocurrency? Bitcoin.com's got them over at news.bitcoin.com. And they've also got basic information for those of you who are brand new to cryptocurrency. You want to learn about the granddaddy of them all, the one that started the evolution of money, which was Bitcoin. You ought to check it out over at Bitcoin.com. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here with your calls, your thoughts, we go to Robert on the line in Pennsylvania. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome. Hello?
Hey.
Robert.
Come
hey.
On.
You're on the air.
Hey. Hey. Good evening to you.
What's on your tonight, Robert?
Good, good.
You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking.
Yeah. So you got to talk about what you want to discuss. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, okay, there's actually two things.
Okay.
Okay, first thing is, I'm getting background in my radio here, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, you never want to have the radio turned up. It'll confuse the hell out of you.
Yeah,
so
just turn it off.
Quick tip for anybody who ever wants to call talk radio,
right.
Just turn the radio down and then call, and you'll be fine. So are you okay now?
Great.
All right, go for it.
First thing is I use, in quotations, these children at these protests. I would guess most of them are under 18 years of age. Probably not even, that's not even legal age to vote. I'd like to know what their exposure to the world and their experiences are, and their knowledge. I think what they really need to do is stick to their studies. I don't feel they should be protesting. If anything, they should give prayer or tribute and to their past, to their schoolmates who have passed in the shooting.
They did that after the shootings. Now, I got to say, I disagree with you. It is fully their right to protest. Whether they fully understand the issues that they're protesting, that may be a legitimate critique. I mean, but that's true of a lot of people who protest, regardless of their age. You can go, I mean, Chris, you were at this event today. You said there were people in their senior years that were there, and they were probably just as misinformed as some of the teenagers.
I would say as or more.
Yeah.
And to give you a little idea of the makeup of age, yeah, there were a lot of children there. There were a lot of 4 and 5 and 6 and 8 year old kids being brought there by the parents. And there were a lot of teenagers. And then you had, you know, basically your early 20s on up to the 70s and 80s. I mean, it was a pretty broad spread. The majority, I would say, the majority of people there were 40 and up.
Who were more hostile? Was it the older folks, the
40
teenagers?
And up.
So they were more set in their ways, would you say?
Yes.
Perhaps the young people actually could be, you know, have their minds changed at an event like this.
The most pleasant conversations I had were with younger people.
Interesting. Yeah. What do you think about that, Robert?
I think the adults were probably, I didn't watch it because I was busy working.
Mm-hmm.
But I, from what I've read, I believe there's a lot of adults behind, driving this.
Oh, agreed.
And putting a lot of influence into it.
Politicizing it, absolutely.
Absolutely, but that's not to say that teenagers can't think for themselves and aren't interested in some of these issues or have found an interest in some of these issues. But, you know, Chris, who we're talking to here, the guy sitting across from me in the studio, he was there. He went out to this event carrying a sign that said something like, I've got an AR-15, talk to me or whatever.
Right, and, ask me about my AR-15.
Right, and people did talk to you, and some of them were more open-minded than others. So if people... If the teenagers that you're referring to, Robert, had done as you're suggesting, which is to say, just stay home and, you know, get involved in your studies, then they wouldn't have been out there and they wouldn't have been able to talk to Chris, which means continuing. They may have gone on with holding the same viewpoints that they held unchallenged. And today they got challenged.
Right. They heard, at least the people I talked to heard a different point of view than any group does when they find themselves sort of wrapped up in that echo chamber. You know, your anti-gunners, for the most part, I don't think seek out, well, where can I go find a completely contrary point of view to my worldview?
Right.
You know, they don't do that. Who does that? People don't. So that was my goal. That was my only goal.
Break. Mission accomplished. Yeah. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
it. Hey, if I may,
you.
May yes, I say sir. One oh, other thing?
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the machine gun, you know, an automatic weapon was designed for fire suppression, you know, hold heads down, move troops in. And in today's world, you can't be messing with a bolt-action rifle if you needed to take back a tyrannical government. And Franklin said those who would sacrifice freedom for security deserve neither freedom nor security.
That is
I agree
a great
completely.
Quote. Thanks, Robert. I appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. My dog, Rex, calling from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Thanks for letting me in.
Yes,
I'd like to use going towards the psychology of it, and I found a in my yard a piece of paper from a learning center, and there's some questions on here. Today I played in Matic Play Center, there's Motor Center, Fine Motor Center, Science Center, Art Center. Today I shared nicely, had trouble sharing, used my inside voice. Today I ate very well, was a picky eater, did not eat. Things I need, pull-ups, wipes, extra clothes, underwear. Today I was mostly happy, sad, fussy, stubborn. So it seems to me, at a young age, they're training these children to confess And by the time they get to 12th grade, I suppose they're well trained on confession. And I don't believe they actually have the capability of performing a mass shooting.
And okay, I'm a little confused. What was this questionnaire from?
Just from
the
a school.
The problem with that is there is no school name or institution name on it.
You okay. found this somewhere?
Yeah, in my yard.
So did like it blew in or something, okay.
Did it have the student's name on it?
No.
Was it filled out or was it a blank form?
It was like someone didn't want to fill it out and threw it away. And it ended up in my yard.
Probably my homework, sorry. I told them the dog ate it, but... So
if this is what they're doing, you got to wonder how they're doing throughout the 12 years of indoctrination.
Oh, yeah, there's some scary stuff going on out there, no doubt.
Right, and your comment that, they're being trained to confess, well, even when I was in school, back when we, used a piece of charcoal to write on the back of the wood shovel, we were taught that.
Wood shovel?
Yeah, I'm thinking Abraham Lincoln writing, doing his homework on the back of a shovel, that's all right. It's another old joke for all my friends.
Sorry.
They're all
I wasn't
home.
Around with Abraham Lincoln.
That's it. But we were trained to confess. We were trained to respect authority. We were trained to be good citizens. To be a good citizen meant, tell police, always be honest with the police and do all these things. That has been going on forever, at least since we've got this Prussian system of education, which came in with the Progressive Era
right.
in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So you're absolutely right. Just get rid of any critical thought. Just confess. Just say. Or rattle.
But what
people.
You're saying is it's not anything new. You're saying that maybe the form is different than what you had encountered
in
the past.
I think he's encountering just a new example of how they go about doing that.
The indoctrination. My dog Rex, if you have one, you are welcome to stand by here in moments. We can continue. The number is 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. You can join us here on the radio waves. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues. And if you were out at one of these protests, did you want to talk about your experience? Were you there as one of the protesters? Were you countering the protest? Protesters in a peaceful manner. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight, At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm, and the Discord on-air call-in line room is there for you at discord.lrn.fm. If you have not yet gotten involved in the Discord, you really ought to. It's a lot of fun to get in there and chat with the other listeners of the show, some of whom you might recognize from the radio. Gene the Christian Anarchist come in here last night, first time ever visiting us up in New Hampshire. He was here in Keene. Came out to your shop today at Route 101, Local Goods.
Absolutely.
And we had him on the air last night. So sometimes you'll see people in the chat room whose name you recognize because they call the show here and there. And so it's kind of fun to bring people together. You go to discord.lrn.fm and you can get involved. Once again, that's discord.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to our Discord. And there are apps, by the way, so you can do it on the web through a web browser if you want to. Or you can download an app for Windows, Linux, for Mac, for iOS devices, for Android devices. And that'll allow you to easily chat with your LRN.FM buddies any old time you want to, 24/7. It's free. Discord.LRN.FM. Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. My dog Rex still on the line here in Florida. It seemed like you might have more to say, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I wanted to add that these protests and supposedly discussions are really a distraction from the true elements of the crimes. And Vegas was mentioned that any investigation or information about Vegas has been shut down. The same with the Florida shooting. There's no information out, so we don't really know who committed the crime.
Well, I mean, in Vegas, I think that it seems like at least one guy was involved, the guy who was dead.
But I understand, idea that they're not releasing any video, and for God's sakes,
I heard video did come out.
It did come out. So we got a video directly out of the hotel, which shows him coming and going and things like that. But when that sort of information is restrained from becoming public for weeks and months on end, it's natural for people to start going, hold on, what's going on here? And a lot of people, they remember the Gulf of Tonkin. They remember, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and they're naturally suspicious. I get that.
Well, we got a teacher of Florida that says she saw a man or someone wearing a full face helmet, a full armor body gear, and everything that doesn't match anything according to the accused.
Correct. There was actually another girl. No, this was in the Florida shooting. Florida. It was a teacher who said, you know, whatever this guy was who was shooting was in full body armor, including faceplate and helmet and stuff like that, firing into a room. And then there was a girl who also had another video that was out. It's on YouTube. I'm sure it's still up there. Who gave virtually the identical description of the shooter.
This is in Parkland?
Yes, and that she had talked to the guy who was, accused of the crime. At the same time talking to him, was hearing the shots being fired.
Whoa. So
she's like, no, it couldn't have been him.
Really?
But, you know, I haven't investigated the authenticity of these things, but these are what these videos show.
Isn't the Parkland, I lose track of all these shootings, isn't the Parkland guy still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Those are interesting claims. My dog Rex, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue here going to Discord, where the on-air call-in line room has Cordell calling us from Atlanta. Cordell, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
So I actually called in and talk about cyber terrorism. There was actually an attack that just recently took place here in Atlanta.
Okay. What was it?
Well, they allegedly took control over the airport systems, MARTA systems, pretty much everything to do with the government.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty
Sorry, dude. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. Don't know what was going to come after the F word, but you didn't make it. So 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, sometimes you can just see, like, the prank caller. It's just coming, you know. you know it's coming.
Fake voice. I mean, it was clearly not.
Right, and you just sit there waiting. Okay, how long is it going to take?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is.
So let's continue here. You can bring up whatever you want. We go to Skype, where Dave Ridley is on the line from RidleyReport.com. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi. There is some gun-related news in New Hampshire, positive from a pro-liberty standpoint.
Yeah.
Yep.
So John Burt has posted, quote, HB 1313 passed the full House today. This bill will bring ATVs and snowmobiles in line with NH constitutional carry, which was passed last year. HB 1313 will allow you to carry a loaded gun on your ATV or snowmobile, unquote. Which, of course, it's a disgrace that there was ever that loophole. But we like to say there are almost no gun laws in New Hampshire, but there was that one, practically the only one I know about restricts gun possession on an ATV. Although I'm not sure the details of the current. Situation.
Well, yeah, there's another bill in the House, and I don't know the bill number, but I'm sure John Bird or any other representative who cares about it could tell you that it's going to lift is designed to lift the restriction on carrying a loaded rifle or shotgun in a regular vehicle. So we have two laws. That one was part of the New Hampshire Fish and Game regulations that prohibits. This is how crazy it is in New Hampshire, Ian, when we have to go find laws to repeal. Because you can't carry a loaded gun on a snowmobile. You know, that's pretty good. There's other states that are contending with, we just want to be able to buy a gun without going through a 30-day background check.
So what else should be repealed in New Hampshire?
Yeah, all the laws.
Well, that's probably not going to be proposed by anybody anytime soon. Not even the libertarian reps are proposing repealing all the laws.
Right.
As much as some of us might like them to propose, say, ending prohibitions of everything, we have yet to get to the point where anybody's willing to spend the so-called political capital to do something like that. I hope eventually we will get some radical libertarians elected, because we've got some pretty good libertarian people in there.
Yep.
They're all playing politics, and that's because they want to get reelected, and they, you know, kind of taking the long road here. But I do wish we would have somebody who just, you know, put in a bill to abolish all prohibitions across the board.
Right.
That'd be really sweet.
On the gun side, I don't know what there really is left. I'm sure they're out there. I have no doubt, but there's undoubtedly something you cannot do with a gun.
Isn't there a restriction on selling to people you don't know? Well, personally, like person-to-person sales, you can supposedly sell to people who you're familiar with or something like that. I'm not an attorney. This is not legal advice, but that's my understanding. To where if it was like a total stranger to you, you're not supposed to sell to them, isn't that?
I think then you would be, and I'm not sure if that's state or federal, be required to go through basically the same channels as a legal gun sale.
I thought that was a New Hampshire rule.
Yeah, you may be right.
Said that you couldn't do those things. Dave, do you know anything about that?
No, but it's funny. I have photographed you were talking about the gun racks in pickup trucks. My grandfather used to have one. I have fond memories of, you know, being able to have that freedom when I was a kid. And I photographed one in Keene. There's a guy who had a gun on his gun rack in the back, you know, in his truck. And I've also photographed or filmed a guy driving past me with a giant Confederate flag waving off the top of his vehicle in New Hampshire. So we have some free speech, some free speech even when it's unpopular, and some gun rights even when they're not regularly exercised.
Now, point of clarification on the news that you brought up tonight, was it just the state House that voted for this, or the state Senate?
It's gone through the House only.
So it's not a done deal yet then,
no.
Dave?
I think the Senate would be the weak link in the chain. I'd be surprised if the governor fails to sign it, since he signed constitutional carry.
That's true.
And it generally his power base is the right wing. So Senate would be the only place probably they can stop it now.
Thank you for the call tonight.
I appreciate it.
Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. And hopefully he'll keep us in the loop, or somebody will keep us in the loop when and if that does actually get all the way through to the governor.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As we continue, you may bring up anything you want. We've got Vicki. She's on the line in Indiana listening to WIBC. Hello, Vicki.
Hi, how'd you guys doing?
Oh, my God. Hang on a second. We had you a little too loud there. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Yeah, you're fine.
You're fine.
Okay, cool. Hey, I just tuned in, so hopefully I'm not redundant here, but my question, comment, slash, is, you know, these kids in Florida, obviously they're very impressionable. Have they not learned anything from the school shooting in Maryland?
Was that the one where there was a successful defense?
Yes. There was no fatalities. And,
well, there was. The girl died.
The girl was a shooter?
Okay.
No, the girl who was shot.
Oh, the first victim.
Afterwards, yes.
The first victim. All right, stand by, Vicki. Okay. You've got more to say. We're going to bring back here in hour three. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. The Live Saturday edition continues.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.